So one night, he said, I'm going to try to train Punkin to pray. So he stood him on his hind leg and put his feet up on the back of the chair. It was just a little old chair. And he held his head down between his feet, his front feet. And then he said, all right, you're saying your prayers now. Now it's time to quit and let's go get something to eat. He talked to him like he was somebody. And he took him in the kitchen and gave him some fish. And you know, cats really do love fish. So the next night, he did the very same thing. And I believe he had a box of sardines to give him then, didn't have any more fish. So he bought some sardines. And the next night, he said, Pumpkin, it's time to say your prayers. And he was there, but he didn't pay attention to him. He was there in the chair. So he made him stand up on his hind legs and put his four legs up on the back of the chair. And then he held his head down. Then he took him in the kitchen. After that, he told him he'd said his prayers, now let's go eat. And he took him in there and gave him some sardines. And the third night, he said, Pumpkin, it's time to say your prayers. He jumped up there like that. Didn't have to make him do it.
Nobody.
And he just stayed there till Robert told him, all right, now you've said your prayers, it's time to go eat. And he jumped down and went to eat. Now, nobody. I don't know, we had, I guess, five or six neighbors. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe you could train a cat.
And we all
think you can train dogs, but you can't train a cat, but you can train cats. And so they came to see Punkin do that. And we always waited till he said his prayers to feed him. And we fed him something we knew he liked.
Okay, when you're riding on horseback, what do you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Okay. And when you're plowing with two horses, when you're plowing, what do you call that thing that you cut out? The trench that you cut?
It might be
furrow.
Okay. What do you call the horse that walks in the furrow?
It may be the lead horse.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little
distance.
Okay. And say, if you're taking a trip somewhere and stop somewhere for lunch, and you might tell the others, now, we can't stay here long because we still have
several more miles to go.
Okay. And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over
backwards.
This way?
Forward.
Okay. And say if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big what of wheat.
Oh, good crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say
I believe I'll bring back
did what to the land?
Oh, if there were trees and brush and you had to clear it?
Yeah. Okay.
Clear it. I believe I'll bring that fan in.